Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We got a pattern with Mary Moriarty. She did run for this, taking a different look at crime. I don't think anybody thought it was going this far. Or I'll say this. I think outside of her most loyal supporters, they didn't think she would go, in this case, I'll just say it, soft on too many crimes. This is far from the first time, and this is not the most significant because there have been more heinous, but this is a no-brainer. This is when individuals who are mad at Elon Musk, and you're allowed to be mad at Elon Musk, you're allowed to not buy a Tesla, but you know what you're not allowed to do? To damage somebody's car. And this was taking place all across the country, and the governor, we called him out on it, was excited when the stock prices were going down. And then a couple days later, after he took all sorts of heat, including for people who support him, oh, I was joking. He wasn't joking. So now in town, they catch this guy, Dylan Brian Adams of Minneapolis, Minneapolis Police Department, excellent work. They catch him with not one, but six attacks on cars. One car damaged up to $10,000, total of $20,000. And instead of him facing charges, the Hennepin County attorney, Mary Moriarty, says, just in a diversion program, just in a diversion program so he can make the money to pay these folks back with the possibility of criminal charges out there if he doesn't follow up. And for me, and I thank Chris for coming on, Chris has been a very successful attorney in this state, in this county for decades. To me, Chris, it's a no-brainer. It has to be both. I'm not saying death penalty. I'm not saying Stillwater. But he has to face charges, and I think it's a foolish decision by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. You say what?
You're 100% right. I mean, my only shock, though, here, Chad, is that some people are actually surprised by what's happening here. That's the thing that really kind of gets me, is that, you know, when they look at somebody like this that is taking her foot off the gas with respect to literally anybody that aligns with her political views. And then they're like, wow, this is shocking. I mean, imagine if there were six cars with a bunch of I Love Mary Moriarty and other far left bumper stickers on it, and some guy keyed those up. Is there any reasonable person in Hennepin County that would think that guy is not facing serious charges? I mean, that is exactly the hypocrisy that office routinely follows on a day-by-day basis. And honestly, it's the voters of Hennepin County that need to change it.
All right. You have represented a lot of individuals in difficult circumstances where they faced a variety of punishments. When the office is trying to explain this by saying, this isn't that uncommon. This happens. If it's a first time offense, we give them the opportunity to pay back and we monitor what they are doing. Does that hold water to you as someone who's been in this business for decades?
The notion that when you get over $20,000, I've personally, with respect to criminal damage to property, you know, the standard is $500, then you get into felony land. I've never heard of criminal damage to property approaching $10,000 where you're just going to get diversion, except under Mary Moriarty. Now, but again, look at the prosecutorial discretion that's following here, is that if somebody had done this and you know, scratched I Love Doge, I Love Cops, I Love Bob Kroll across the side of a car, imagine what would happen. I mean, is there any reasonable person that's going to think that person's not going to get prosecuted and get real criminal charges? I mean, everybody is going to think that that's going to happen. And it just so happens that Elon Musk now happens to be this pariah of the left where, you know, 10 years ago, I mean, I grew up as you did. Democrats love green energy. We're going to do everything for solar, wind. We need more electric cars. And Elon Musk was great when he was giving away free internet service to the Ukrainians when Russia invaded. Now he's the pariah of the left, and now it's just fine for Walls to come out and say it's funny when the stock price goes down. And I 100% agree with you. He wasn't joking with respect to that.
No, not at all.
And on top of that, why is this guy still employed? Why are we paying our tax dollars for this guy to be employed by the state? I mean, it's astonishing to me that they just don't even know how to even fire somebody for this kind of misconduct. But I don't know, again, why I'm surprised, you know, $250 million of feeding our future fraud, not one person fired.
I want to circle back to Musk in a second, but I want to stay on that. I agree with you 100%. You do this, you're a state employee, you should lose your job. Now, as you know and I know, there are thousands of state employees. If further reporting comes out that Tim Walz somehow was involved in hiring this guy, overseeing him, then I'm going to tie, then I'm willing to look at a Walz link. But in this one, Chris, I think I need to see more before I tie something to Walz outside of other parts where I've laid out where I've disagreed with them. But just going after any state employee who should have been charged with a crime and blaming that on Walz, I in this one need to see more of a link from me.
I here's why I disagree with you. If you have somebody at Target, a cashier at Target, that starts calling somebody racial epithets, and that person continues to be employed after doing that, the world would be screaming to the CEO to have that person fired. That is the job of the CEO in order to maintain that kind of culture, in order to maintain that public decorum is being followed. Walz is not doing that with respect to anybody. And it's not just with respect to one guy that's keying Teslas. Not one person has been fired for fraud on the Feeding Our Future, for all that misconduct.
Yeah, on that part, you're right. It's stunning how that existed as long as it did, and we still have questions. On the point of if the person is not fired, yes, then I'm willing to hold Walz accountable. But on just that he's a state employee, there could have been state. I mean, there are people just at the apparatus of our federal government, and if one does something crazy, I'm not going to blame Donald Trump for that. If it turns out Donald Trump employed them, hired them, consults with them, then that's a different thing. So on Musk, let me say this about Musk.
Yep.
On Musk, I think it's more of a sledgehammer approach than surgical with Doge. I think some of his commentary on Twitter is gross, but he's a great innovator. So if individuals want to disagree with him publicly, you do you. If they want to make a decision on a car, you do you. I wouldn't do it, even though I disagree with some of his comments, if I thought the car was great. So I have no problem with criticism. It's just the enabling of some individuals who think they could take it so far for damage and feel like it's justified is embarrassing.
I agreed 100%. I love the First Amendment. The notion that you and I can have this disagreement right now and talk about it without repercussions, that's exactly what America is all about. I love it. But getting back to this employee, Walz was the one that went out there and made the joke about the Tesla stock falling. Yep. You don't think that leads to a culture within the state government of being able to be anti-Elon and that being okay? This is exactly the next step of that. And so the notion that he is permitting, he's fostering that at a high level, and that at the lower level, somebody's going and doing criminal damage to property, a felony with respect to the statute, and then just being let off the hook to write a check because he got caught. That is the only reason he's doing this, is because he got caught.
Correct.
And having
yes.
impunity with respect to his job. At some reason, we have to come back. Harry Truman, one of my favorite presidents. The buck stops here. And the buck has to stop with Tim Walz on this, and he has to start creating a culture that we're actually going to follow the law in Minnesota, which, frankly, has not existed for years right now, and it's continuing right now. There's going to be another Feeding Our Future trial here. More indictments coming in the fall. I mean, it just keeps happening over and over, and my only surprise is that people are surprised.
Chris Maddle is with us, high-profile, very successful attorney in the area for decades, getting his reaction on Moriarty's decision, which to me is indefensible. Now, you just were in court and won, like you normally do, representing Alpha News and Liz Collin against NPD, and Officer Blackwell, and you were highly critical of Brian O'Hara, basically saying he's not telling the truth, right? You were powerful about it. But on this one, okay, on this one, when O'Hara was very clear in his frustration and anger of Moriarty punting on the charges, I assuming this is an area where you and O'Hara agree.
100%. 100%. And listen, and that's one thing where one of the things I just love what you just said is that human beings are complex. Elon Musk is not this pariah. He's done some good things. He's done some things that I disagree with. That doesn't make him a horrible person. Same thing's true with Brian O'Hara. I believe that he has repeated false things about my client over with respect to Alpha News and with respect to Liz numerous times. And frankly, I wish he would do his job more. I'm looking down in the smoke shop right now, and I'm seeing 20 people sitting outside the smoke shop on Hennepin Avenue, and there seems to be some transactions going on as I'm looking down right now. It seems like if the police just came there right now, we could kind of clear some of that up. But I've brought this up with him on several occasions, and nothing happens. On this particular case where he said that he was disappointed in the Hennepin County Attorney's charging decisions, he's 100% right, and we should stand behind Brian O'Hara with respect to those statements.
Last thing, the governor's office, there's going to be an election next year. A Senate seat is wide open. I know Republicans who raise your name frequently and know how successful you are in court and feel like you campaigning all across this state would be very intriguing for a number of Republicans. Is Chris Maddow seriously considering running for either position next year?
I am seriously considering running for governor. I have lived and worked in Washington, D.C., and I'm not the least bit interested in going back to Washington, D.C., trust me.
When will you make a decision?
You know, my wife asked me the same thing. I hate it when those politicians are always saying that they just haven't made their mind up yet. It's actually true with me. I have not made my mind up yet, and I am very seriously considering it. I've talked to a number of people. I have some more meetings coming up in the near future, but I am seriously considering running for governor.
Will your decision be affected in any way whether Tim Walz runs for re-election?
Well, frankly, I think it'd be a lot easier if he ran for re-election, especially with the record that he's developed. So, yeah, I mean, it would. But frankly, I feel like the state is really at a tipping point right now. I've seen it with my own clients, Chad. I mean, I see people leaving Minnesota in droves. Our tax base is leaving because we've been just so anti-business and with such high taxes. I've seen nursing homes, of which I grew up in the nursing home industry. The Democrats have defunded nursing homes, and it's the Republicans that are increasing Medicaid in order to give that back. Our school, dollars per pupil going straight up. Scores going straight down. And then I don't need to tell you about the cops and with respect to how they've been treated in the state. All they want to know is that somebody has their back. And right now, Tim Walz and his administration definitely does not have their back. I mean, the closest that I got to anybody having Ryan Lonergan's back from Tim Walz was him saying that he was very concerned about my client. Well, concern did not keep him out of prison. And that really did nothing for cops in this state.
I got to jump in. One last question. Who will you tell first whether you're running, your wife or me, right here on WCCO Radio?
You know, I'm very afraid that she'd be listening, so I'm definitely going to say my wife.
Very good answer. Thank you, sir. Thanks. We'll reach out again.
Sounds great. Thanks.
He makes news, and that is significant political news because he would be a factor. Absolutely. Positively, unequivocally. It's been a while since a Republican has won, but you talk about somebody who can carry a message and is fearless and could raise some money. I think Chris Maddow is in that category. And he made it clear he's only looking at one position, the governor's race.